All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
By the wonderful magic of technology, in case you've just joined us, I am back in our studio. Beautiful Studio 35 in the shopping arcade that wraps around the lobby of the Crowne Plaza Berkshire Pittsfield. That's a lot to say, isn't it? I used to like to just call it the Berkshire Crowne Plaza Hotel. I found that so much easier, but, you know, it's only about hotels. They like to keep swapping out names on me. I can think of some hotels where at least four or five times in the last 6-8 years they have changed the name once again. Always the same components, but it's like somebody shuffled the deck. I can't keep up. And I'm still a little jet laggy, having just gotten home from Ireland. And you got lucky to cash in on hour one today when we talked with Kathleen O'Sullivan, who owns the Seaview House Hotel in Ballylickey, Ireland. Isn't that a funny name? I'm trying to remember. I think Bala is town. There are two words. Yeah, Bala is town. So there's a lot of Bala stuff going on. And I'm thinking about changing the name of my house. So my house always has a name for the last several decades, I'm going to say. The house I live in now, which used to be our weekend house, I named Easy Street, and then I named it Penny Lane in honor of my favorite song. And I'm thinking about changing its name to Ard na Siad, which means Hill of the Fairies in Irish. But you know those fairies that we think are so cute and adorable? They're like female leprechauns. They do nasty things. They play tricks on people. They're not entirely sweet and darling. I mean, you know, if you think about it, in the film Peter Pan, or the book Peter Pan, Tinkerbell had a little nasty streak. Fairies are like that. And they live in hawthorn trees. Did you know that? That's where their homes are. They build their nests in hawthorn trees. That's why you'd never chop down a hawthorn tree, because the fairies would come and play nasty tricks on you all the time. And you don't even have to have Baileys or Guinness to understand or accept any of that. You understand that? Okay. It's just normal. As you can see, I'm having Ireland withdrawal pains. Yes. And it was fun in the last hour to be talking with Garvin O'Neill here in the States, actually in Galveston, Texas. And it was really wonderful to be talking with him, because at least I had a little bridge from Ireland to an Irish descendant in Texas. And while I'm thinking about Galveston and Houston, I want to again welcome KGBC AM 1540 to our family of valued radio station affiliates. Welcome aboard, y'all. Glad you're with us. You know, every now and then, I have an opportunity to play travel fairy godmother and send people to places they might otherwise not get to. And recently, I had the pleasure of assisting in a goal, and the goal was to be in New York City. I will often ask people if they don't mind being a guinea pig, because there are places that we've talked about on the air, people I've interviewed. Place sounds really interesting, but I know I'm not going to get there anytime soon. So I ask, if you want to go to that city, how would you like to stay at this place so I can get a traveler's viewpoint after having spoken to, let's say, the CEO of the brand, and find out what the experience was like for somebody, since I don't know when I'm going to get there, and I'd love to follow up. You remember not that long ago, I did an interview with the CEO of Q&A Residential Hotel in New York City, and the place just looked gorgeous online. And the whole idea is that you're not just in a room. You're in a serious amount of space. You know, spacious rooms in New York City don't necessarily go together. And so being able to have a suite or separate bedrooms from living areas and not have to just kind of be cramped into a room, especially when you're traveling with a friend. And it's a funny thing about what cabin fever will do to you. Don't you just love to have your own space, even when you're traveling with people you love? You know, yeah, it's so nice to have a little more room to spread out in. I actually was given a room with a gorgeous view in a room that was just finished being refurbished. Everything in it was brand new. And everybody was so happy I was going to be staying in that room until I got in that room. And there was no place to put my luggage out. Literally, there was just no place. So we asked for a room that might have more space, place to have either, some places have like long counters. So you've got room to put your luggage, or they've got those portable things that flip open and the legs cross like an X, and they've got pieces of woven nylon kind of vinyl-y straps. Put your luggage on that. There was no shelf. There was no place. There were no places for, no. Mm-mm. So I gave up the newly refurbished with a great view for a room that really had some space in it, and I was so happy. I mean, you know, it was a lovely room. Nothing was wrong with it. It wasn't quite as glamorous as the other one, but, geez, that extra space was what it was all about. So I asked somebody who wanted to go to New York if she would do me a great big favor, and if she would stay at this place so that she could give us the insider's update. And so the travel fairy godmother waved her magic wand, and Lisa McKibben went off to New York City, and she's with us today to give us an update report, and we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The versatile Seth MacFarlane joins Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops Orchestra in a swingin' symphonic serenade of classic songs from the 40s and 50s. Sunday, July 10th. His rich baritone voice is infectious, reflecting his love of the great American songbook. MacFarlane is a creator, writer, director, and singer at the forefront of today's popular media, garnering 2 Emmy Awards, 2 Grammy Award nominations, and an Academy Award nomination for his work in television, music, and motion pictures. Buy tickets now at Tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
I have Lisa McKibben on the line. I've known her for a good few years now. She's the director of marketing at Biz TV and Biz Talk Radio. And we get to talk mostly by email. So this is a real luxury, Lisa.
Yes, it is. My pleasure.
So I was very happy that you acquiesced to not stay where you thought you wanted to stay and try something different.
Well, so, me too, actually.
And so the Q&A Residential Hotel, it's located at 70 Pine Street in New York City, which is in the financial district. You originally wanted to stay in the heart of Midtown Manhattan. And when I heard you were going, I said, hey, how about you stay here and you can give us a report on this place? Did you find it any inconvenience to not be where you thought you wanted to be and to be at 70 Pine Street in New York City instead?
You know, actually, no. It ended up being delightful. I loved being off the beaten path. And, you know, I mean, I wasn't dying. I don't think anybody's ever dying to stay right in the heart of it. It's nice to be on the outskirts, but I was thinking location-wise, you know, just for convenience, it would have been better. But actually, it wasn't. I found it to be wonderful. I mean, especially since they have one of the trains is directly across the street. You literally can step out of the Q&A and cross the street and catch a train.
And if you'd like to hear an interview that I did with the CEO of Q&A Residential Hotels, just go into S. Abrams, SABRAMS.com, and put Q&A Residential Hotel. New York City you can put in too, but we've only done one like that, so it's got to come up. We're going to take a quick break and come back and get the lowdown on this unusual hotel. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
To the lullaby of Broadway, the hip hooray.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Lisa McKibben is on the line with me. She's Director of Marketing for Biz TV and Biz Talk Radio. We are syndicated by Biz Talk Radio Network, and that's how Lisa and I came to know one another. And when she told me she was headed for New York and what she wanted to do, her plans weren't exactly in line with what I wanted her to do. But she was such a good sport. And I said, Lisa, listen, I just interviewed the fellow who's the CEO of Q&A Residential Hotels in New York City. The place sounds amazing. I don't know when I'm going to get there. I mean, it could be 2017 before I get there, because my calendar for this year is already overflowing, and I'm going out of my way to see how much I can still stuff into it. So if you would do me a great service, I would love for you to stay at the Q&A Residential Hotel at 70 Pine Street in New York City, which is in the financial district. And you, in your mind, you wanted to be in Midtown. And, we kind of had an interesting chat about how inconvenient is this going to be. But from what I understood, as you confirmed in the last segment, in case you all have just joined us, Lisa was saying it's just across the street where you pick up the subway. And how long does it take you once you get on the subway to get to Midtown Manhattan?
Oh, gosh. I think at the most, 20-ish minutes, 15 minutes maybe? Not long. I mean, it's we went a lot of different places, so I can't remember. I think we had to switch trains, but nevertheless, it was a real simple. It was a simple process, and it did not take long, 20-ish minutes, maybe.
So as opposed to being in a room in Midtown Manhattan in a kind of busy, bustling neighborhood street, what was it like? What were your accommodations like at the Q&A Residential Hotel?
Well, as you said, so spacious, which normally, is so not the case in New York. So that was so unusual. I just kept thinking, where am I? But it was wonderful. Oh, my goodness. It was like, I'll tell you what, I think to me the sign of a good hotel is when you want to stay longer because of your accommodation. That's how I felt. It was wonderful. It's like a home away from home. There was a full, kitchen, living room, full bedrooms, very unusually spacious. Again, especially from New York City.
Now, you were traveling with a friend?
Yes.
So originally, girlfriends going away, you were going to share a bedroom. Is that how this turned out?
Yeah, exactly. No, this ended up, we each had our own bedroom, and it was wonderful. I mean, it could not have been any nicer, and it was just, it was beautiful, beautifully decorated, very clean. I just loved it. I could not say, all the amenities were really nice, everything was fantastic.
Now, when you were talking about spacious, and you didn't want to go home, and it felt like home away from home, I couldn't ignore the irony that you live in Texas where everything is king-sized.
I know. That's why it felt so great. I'm like, this is awesome, because I've been to New York many times, and I've never felt like that when I go to New York. It's like, oh, my gosh, you feel like you're staying in a mass box, you know. But
well, a lot of the hotels actually in New York City, many of them were what was referred to as single-room occupancy, SRO. And they were during the Depression and whatever, there were time periods when life was tough in New York City. They were like, they were almost like a cell for a priest or a nun. You know, they were these little tiny units, and many of the hotels, and there was one whole chain who will remain nameless, went in and bought a bunch of these hotels. And what they did was they knocked out walls in between them so that they could make, you know, a bedroom and a bathroom. And, you know, they really give you some space because they were these little teeny matchboxes.
Right, right.
And they wound up ultimately being hotels that just, you know, they put them together and made suites out of them so that you'd have, you know, the bedroom and the bathroom, the bedroom and the living room and whatever to give you a little more space. But even though you had multiple spaces, they were still like, I don't know, for a hamster. Not for tall people.
And I tell you, I love the location. It really opened up my eyes. I ended up spending more time in the financial district, obviously. It's just a very short walk to Stone Street and all of that. There's a lot of fun stuff on Stone Street, as you know. And you're right there close to the memorial and to the water and that whole I forget what it's called.
Battery Park City.
French Chelsea Market down there. It was wonderful.
Yeah, Battery Park City is a real neighborhood. I mean, you know, you don't feel like, you know, sometimes people say Manhattan and what comes to mind is shops and museums and restaurants and theaters. And while that's all true, there are real neighborhoods in Manhattan. And they feel like neighborhoods. And one of those neighborhoods is Battery Park City and Tribeca. That whole area is just wonderful. Did you get a chance to go over to the Irish Hunger Memorial that's right by the water there?
I did. I was so glad you told me about that. That was really, really cool. That was beautiful and really meaningful and insightful. I just, like you said, it was amazing that it's just right there in the middle of everything. I don't think I would have stumbled upon it. And that was really, really cool. Really.
And you know what's funny? When I was talking about I don't think I have the exact name right, but it's basically Irish Hunger or Irish Famine Memorial.
And I think it's a World Hunger. They attribute it. They use it. Of course, it's mostly about Ireland, but they kind of attributed it to World Hunger. It's like
that's exactly what happened. You know, as you walk through that tunnel, kind of a thing that they created that brings you up into the, you know, you walk through an underground space and for a very short, like maybe 50 feet or 60 feet or something like that. And then you're in the outside again. And on the walls, there are stones and bricks and glass bricks as well that engraved into each of these stone or glass bricks is a quotation from some world leader having something to do with hunger. And the memorial itself is reminiscent of, they brought the stones from abandoned ruins of cottages in Ireland. And that's what rebuilt that little house in the middle where you can see where the stove, where the chimney would have been, where the fireplace would have been, where the exterior walls would have been. And they actually imported those stones from Ireland. And it's just the most remarkable and touching experience. And it's at the end. I finally got it. We saw a movie the other night, and they kept talking about, and I think it was that movie Money Monster with Julia Roberts and George Clooney. I think that was the movie. I could be wrong at this point, but I think that was the movie. They kept talking about Vesey Street. That monument, that memorial, is at the end of Vesey Street in the Financial Square. Anyway, I want to thank you very much for having joined us today. And I hope you'll go to our members' photos and upload some photos of the suite that you stayed in at the Q&A Residential Hotel. And I'm really glad you were a willing victim. That was great. I really appreciate your going.
Hey, it was my pleasure. I loved it.
Stay with me, everybody. We'll be right back.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now, 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the UK National Trust and Northern Ireland's North Coast. Dazzle your imagination with incredible places to explore, from the awe-inspiring Giant's Causeway to the natural stage settings for Game of Thrones. Discover Northern Ireland's North Coast at nationaltrust.org.uk.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, that was fun finding out about the real over at Q&A Residential Hotel in New York City. Check it out. Go take a look at their website, too. Go to sabrams.com. That's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com. And put in Q&A, and you can spell it A-N-D-A-N-D, Q&A Residential Hotel, and you'll get links to the interview I did with their CEO and also to their website. And the place is gorgeous and spacious, and you apparently truly feel like you're in your own home rather than stuffed into a room somewhere. Cool. Very cool. I've just gotten back from Ireland, as you know well. And I had so many incredible, unique experiences while I was there. And one of the experiences I had was getting to meet some wonderful people at the grand opening. Actually, it was the day before the public opening. There was like a VIP opening where, by invitation only, and there were, well, the first person I met when I went into this VIP opening for Epic Ireland, a new exhibit in Dublin. I was recognized before I even spotted him. By Paul Carty, who is the managing director of the Guinness Storehouse in Dublin. And that was fun. And I just met whole bunches of people I hadn't seen in years. And then after there was a chance to go visit Epic Ireland. And then later that day, right after the grand opening ceremonies, there was a luncheon. And then later that day, there was a cocktail reception and dinner. And early on, I guess it was at lunch, I met a fellow named Stephen Clare, who writes for a magazine that is based in Nova Scotia, in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. And the magazine is Celtic Life International. And we got into a fine chat. And then he went off to do some things. We went off to do some things. And we all met up at the cocktail party and dinner. And we were at the same table for dinner. And he came back to dinner. He brought me two magazines, which I'm still carrying around because I have to admit I didn't have a chance to read them yet. But I did get a chance to thumb through them. And they are high quality. Everything about them is high quality. The paper and the photography and the stories and what they're about. And, you know, I skimmed through a bunch of things, but I really am savoring them to sit down in a quiet moment and read each cover to cover. And I was intrigued by some of the things that Stephen Clare had to tell me, not only about the magazine, but about living in Nova Scotia, living in Halifax, a place that I have visited twice, once on a car trip and once when we were on a ship that spent a day docked in Halifax. And turns out that their office isn't all that far away, or maybe it was his home. I forget what he told me, from the harbor area where we docked. And we got into a very interesting conversation. I don't know how we got there, but I mentioned that I used to police in my last company, one of my projects I took under my wing because nobody else seemed to be doing it. So I just grabbed it, was policing our brand and our trademark attorneys were in Toronto and the company was Smart and Bigger. And I always got a kick out of that. Imagine lawyers named Smart and Bigger. Only Bigger was spelled B-I-G-G-A-R, not E-R. But I thought that was cool. They were great to work with. And it turns out that one of them, I don't remember if it was Smart or Bigger, but one of them is an uncle of Stephen Clear, who founded that particular law firm. I thought that was all very cool. So he introduced me to the publisher of Celtic Life International magazine, and I have him on the line with me now. And I want to introduce you to Angus Marcy McQuarrie, who has been publishing this magazine for how long now?
We're about to enter our 30th year.
Wow, newcomers, eh?
Babies on the block.
You know, you're in a very tough business. To be in business that long is by itself an award, because magazines, it's a tough road.
Yes, it is. I've been in publishing for a number of years, including community newspaper publishing. But with Celtic Life, we're not confined to a small geographic area. The Celts obviously are spread throughout the globe. And with the onset of social media, it made the world an awful lot smaller. And the cost of reaching thousands of people using only print is really prohibitive. It would be very costly. But through the benefits of our online publication, our digital issue, we can reach thousands, tens of thousands, well, actually hundreds of thousands of people through the internet. So it makes it your cost structure is totally different, and also with Celtic Life, we're focusing in on a niche market. And anyone that's Celtic, and there are so many people throughout the world with Celtic blood in their veins, is a potential reader. So it's a little different economics in terms of survival. And knock on wood, we're still here after 30 years.
It's incredible. You know, and learning about your magazine from Stephen at the various functions I was attending related to Epic Ireland, the newest attraction in Ireland, was just an added bonus to being there at all. Stephen was telling me that your family has an interesting history. Where do you trace your Celtic roots from backwards from Nova Scotia?
Our people came from the Western Highlands of Scotland. My wife's people, down east, came from actually Newfoundland, but via Ireland. So our children have a true combination of Scottish Irish blood in their veins, and my parents and on both my father and mother's side came from the Moray area of Scotland and the Isle of Eigg, just off the Western Highlands. From Arisaig in Scotland, you can see the Isle of Eigg. I was born in a little community in Nova Scotia called Arisaig, and it's called after the people who settled in Arisaig brought, besides their customs, many of the local name places like Lismore, Morar, Noidart, Dunmaglass, and Arisaig, of course.
When you are looking at any one issue of your magazine, Celtic Life International, how many different destinations might you be talking about in any one issue?
Well, we focus on the seven Celtic nations. The coverage is much more so Scottish and Irish. We probably have more, maybe a little bit more coverage of Ireland and the Irish heritage, but we've got a very, very close coverage in Scotland as well.
Hang on a minute. So I'm having my own little struggle, and I should know this better from my good friend Derek Warfield, who founded the Wolftones with his brother Brian, and then about 15, 16 years ago now, founded the Young Wolftones. In my head, I can only come up with five. So what are the seven Celtic nations?
Scotland, Ireland, Wales, Cornwall, Brittany, Galicia, and the Isle of Man.
Oh, well, then I really messed up because I got four out of those.
Yeah.
Well, we got to talk about what they are from my point of view when we come back after this. Don't leave me, anybody. Stephanie Abrams here. This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. 2016 is the year to jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
This spring, the Boston Pops presents A Season of Stars. Highlights include a Gershwin celebration May 18th and 19th, featuring the Boston Pops and their renditions of Gershwin classics, including Rhapsody in Blue. And don't miss a Broadway evening with Tony Award winner Sutton Foster, May 26th and 27th. Keith Lockhart will lead the Pops and Ms. Foster in an unforgettable musical tour of Broadway. For Boston Pops tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to be talking with Angus McQuarrie. He is the publisher of Celtic Life International magazine. And your website is?
CelticLife.com.
Now, I was doing this little test with myself when you mentioned that there are seven nations from Celtic, which the Celts came forth. And in my little pea-sized brain, I came up with Ireland, Scotland, Wales, France, and Spain. Now, I guess France would be the Galatia you were talking about?
No.
No? Okay. Then I messed my mess.
Brittany is a Celtic area of France.
Right.
And Galatia is part of Spain.
Oh, Spain. Of course it is. What an idiot I am. Where did I get that from? Yes, Galatia, as you would say it in Spain. And that's where the local people created a pastry called, Braza Gitano, which means the arm of the gypsy. And do you know what that is, Braza Gitano?
No, I don't. I have to...
Okay, well, the next time you're in Spain, particularly if you are in Toledo, easy to get in Toledo and in bakeries around there.
Yeah.
It's a jelly roll. It's like a white pound cake that when the cake is baked, comes flat out of the oven.
Okay.
Flat and like maybe 3/4 of an inch high or 1/2 inch high. And then they put jelly and powdered sugar, and then they roll it.
You're making me hungry.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's delicious. I'm salivating, too.
I will have to get that recipe because we publish as well.
I can get that for you, and I'll get it sent to you.
Yeah,
and
we publish Cabrini's Celtic Kitchen, and we look for recipes from the seven Celtic nations.
Oh, well, this would be one of them. And then they sprinkle the top with powdered sugar, and then they slice it. And it looks like a jelly roll. You know, it kind of looks like a snail rolled up. But Braza Gitano means arm of the gypsy. I think I said that. And that's, I learned that when there was a period of time when I was the director of sales for the eastern third of the United States for a major Spanish tour operator who no longer exists. But it was a huge, huge company. And in fact, it was called, for those of you in the travel industry, Viajes Ecuador was the company. I got the name changed in the U.S. to VE Tours because nobody could say Viajes Ecuador. And if you didn't speak Spanish, you had no idea what that meant anyway. And It was a pretty amazing company that also, when if you were a U.S. traveler and you were buying American Express Vacation in Spain, or at the time when TWA was in business, the TWA Getaway in Spain, what you were getting was Viajes Ecuador, private labeled for American Express and a private labeled for TWA. In fact, the company was one of the top 100 buyers of TWA seats in the world. And nobody ever heard of us in the U.S. It was pitiful the way we were treated. Yeah. But that's a story for another day. Yeah. But in any event, that's where I learned about Braza Gitano.
Okay.
So, okay, so I got Brittany. I got that's in the on the west coast of France, Brittany, no?
And the north.
Northwest.
Yeah, sort of the northwest, yes.
Yeah. Okay. And Galatia I got, because now I, you know, now I know it's Galatia.
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the other one?
There was Wales and Cornwall.
Oh, Cornwall. That was the other one I didn't get, Cornwall.
And the Isle of Man.
And then the Isle of Man, which I have never been to, and one of these days I will get there, is a whole other country, truly another country. I mean, you know, Wales and Scotland like to think of themselves as other countries, but they're all part of the UK at the moment. Whereas the Isle of Man has its own money,
yes,
and it's got its own government, and it apparently has some very quirky laws.
Yes, I'm not familiar with them, but I do understand that.
Yeah, I had one of our frequent guests who I love dearly is Mark Leslie, whose family is the Leslie family from County Monaghan, that owns Castle Leslie. And he was giving us the inside scoop on the Isle of Man because he just knows that sort of thing. All right, so now what I've got, I got Brittany, Galatia, Wales, Cornwall, the Isle of Man, Ireland, and Scotland. How many is that? Is that the seven?
I believe that's the seven.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yeah, it's the seven. Okay, look at what I learned today. That was good.
Yeah, and we tend to think of, you know, the Celts being much more predominant in Irish and Scottish extraction. But in Brittany, France, in Lorraine, they hold the Interceltique Festival, and they have... they draw approximately, I believe they've gone over a million visitors for that week-long period. And it's been continually growing in numbers. So that has a cross-section of all kinds of Celtic music and entertainment, dance, piping, and so forth. So that says a lot for the interest in things Celtic.
Do you know my good friend Derek Warfield?
No, I don't.
I have to introduce you guys. I want to send you both an email and introduce you to one another. You guys should know each other.
I'd certainly love to meet him.
And you would, both of you would enjoy one another's brilliance. He is not only an Irish musicologist, he truly is a scholar of both Irish, at least, could be more, but at least Irish and American history, especially as it relates to music.
Yeah, and it's people of that expertise that we seek out to cover in the magazine. We've got a variety of different areas like Seven Celtic Questions, interviews, or opinion pieces, and it's people. We don't just focus on our heritage and our traditions and superstitions and whatnot, but we're very much a living Celtic magazine that seeks out people who are very active in day-to-day Celtic studies or Celtic music, Celtic dance, and we're this is what makes the magazine a living Celtic publication.
Well, I'm going to have you back on again. Come back next week, everybody. Got to fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.